Hard running. Hard running is the worst thing you can do, and it is the best thing you can do. Hard running is concrete, city, dirt, snow. It is rain, mud, pain, scrapes, and bruises. Hard running is running for the rest of us. At first, walking. Almost jogging, and then jogging, and finally running. It is a way to awaken our body gradually, and with long rest periods at first, and then none, as we slowly cut them back, shorter and shorter. Hard running is dumbbells, narrated books and songs synchronized to our step. Hard running is a way to breathe new life into our old body, simply by extending endurance. Alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, TV, religion, sugar, bread, soft drinks, and other crud is a way to deal with discomfort, so whatever is causing your discomfort needs to go first, and then get rid of all the rest. Do you have a crappy job? Are you around the wrong people? Yeah, you need to shrug and go. You have one life to live, and the elder you on their last day must have little regret. They must especially not regret dying early from stress, obesity, or addiction, or simply dying for nothing. Your life is everything, and every day is incredibly precious. If you feel you have been missing something, that's probably greatness. Greatness of heart and mind. Greatness of wisdom. Always listen to books written by clear-thinking, non-religious intellectuals. They will help you to their culture and knowledge. They will help you grow all the way up until you too become a great being. Begin by just walking, right now, especially if you are already in bed, though 2 a.m. is best. Make a long circle around your neighborhood, carve your trail. Before you know it, this will be your jogging route. If you live in a bad neighborhood, move. You will break contracts so that you can survive. You will soon break skin. You are to walk with dumbbells in hand, and you will trip. Hopefully the plates are larger than your fists and will protect you. Your knees will hurt. But that is what they do. You know those fun knuckle tattoos that say love on one hand and hate on the other? The equivalent knee tattoos simply say pain and pain. Have your doctor take a look, but you're pretty much walking to protect your knees already. Jogging on concrete is a bad idea, perhaps even if you are not heavy. But pain in general is kind of precious. It gives you a very tiny boost of energy. If you have no injury, just hard pain, then you are in luck. Rain will come, so get rainproof clothing. Cover your face if you must. Walking in rain is fun. It's interesting. Jogging is all right, just don't stop. Rain will cool your body down. That may just be the greatest source of energy. Eventually, as your workouts become more regular, you might want to sign up for the gym. Gym gives you climate control. But it is very boring, and you will have to dance with dumbbells, so it's going to be a little bit weird. You will discover that it is impossible to run when it is snowing, because the snowflakes get into your eyes. So as autumn comes to a close, get yourself some nice discount skiing goggles. Please be careful not to slip on the ice. Go jogging at the gym when it gets too icy. Cold wind is also plenty of trouble, so get a nice, warm, fleece ski mask. Dress as necessary. Walking and then jogging is your new life. You will unfortunately get blisters, but that just mostly happens in the beginning. You may be able to avoid the worst of it if you wear thick socks, but those will eventually cause trouble too. Get shoes with a zero-drop sole, because you do not want the back of your shoe pushing your heel up that may deform it. Trim your claws, or you are going to lose them, and if you do, always have an ingrown toenail kit in your first aid pocket. It's called field repair. It's a pretty terrible deal. You will need super glue. I'll let you web search for that one. And duct tape, which kind of works, but there are better solutions. Hard running is hard. You will basically lose everything, starting with your job. But you will double your lifespan. You will have a second chance, and this time, not just as an athlete, but as a bodybuilder. Dumbbells are to never leave your hands. They will affect your entire musculature. Dumbbells are better than vitamins, and they are not dumb at all. Always keep an eye on the weight. If you can carry the heavier, go for it. Hard running has only one rule. When presented with a choice, you choose the harder one. You never wait for rain to pass, though in great part, because once you do start waiting for such things, they never will, and you will age. Hard running is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done, but it will start slow. And yes, it will take you to the Appalachian Trail, to the Pacific Crest Trail, to the Continental Divide. It will take you to every library you can find in search for books that will help you heal. Hard running will make you alone, but people will never think of you as a freak. The car that passes by screaming is not flipping you off. They were celebrating you. The person that tried to say something was actually trying to tell you that you are an inspiration. You will become a force of goodness, and your narrated books will bring you great wisdom along the way. Always choose the harder, especially the harder right over the easier wrong. And when you get tired of running, go to the gym and start lifting non-stop for an hour, for 2 hours, maybe even three. Always keep increasing your weights. Keep moving. Keep going forward.